USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Cristobal dropping heavy rains from East Texas to Florida. Louisiana's governor has already declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm's arrival. National Hurricane Center storm specialist Stacy Stewart says
the strongest winds and outer rain bands will be on the coast of Louisiana by late this morning and especially into the afternoon hours, with the center, which won't have much weather associated with it, probably making landfall by very late afternoon or early evening.
Storm surge warnings in place for coastal Louisiana and Mississippi. Flash flood watches in effect for most of the Panhandle area till at least 8 p.m. tonight. There is no longer a nightly curfew in place in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio removing the curfew after last night's protests against police brutality stayed very peaceful. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Two Buffalo, New York City police officers pleading not guilty to charges of assaulting an elderly protester, something caught on camera. It did go viral. Robert McCabe and Aaron Turgalski were arraigned on second-degree assault charges for allegedly shoving a 75-year-old protester on Thursday, the man falling and hitting his head and ending up bleeding from his ear. The two officers have been suspended from the force. Following historic one-month job loss totals because of the pandemic, there are now more jobs being added back into the U.S. economy as communities emerge from the coronavirus shutdowns. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying that May data shows about 2.5 million jobs were added, the single largest monthly gain since records were first kept in 1939. Restaurants and bars, construction, retail clothing stores, manufacturing, and health care led by dental offices saw the greatest increases in new job creation.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Delivery workers who broke curfew in New York are being bailed out, USA's John Hunt reports.
Food delivery companies are now pledging to protect their workers by offering legal support to those delivery people who are wrongly accused for making deliveries past curfew in New York City. The curfew, implemented to control protesters, is in effect every day from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until June 8th. But essential workers, which includes people who make food deliveries, are permitted to do their jobs during those hours, according to the office of Mayor Bill de Blasio. If they are stopped by the police, delivery people only need to identify themselves as essential workers. Online food ordering service Uber Eats is also committing to protecting all of its workers, pledging to offer them legal support if they're wrongly arrested for violating curfew. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
There is some new guidance on face coverings just put out by the World Health Organization. The official name for protective face coverings at this point is fabric masks. The new three-layer guidances are for the general public. Each layer of the mask is designed for a specific purpose. The inner layer, the one right next to your face, should be an absorbent material, like cotton. The middle layer should be a non-woven material, like polypropylene, which is the filter. And finally, an outer layer of a non-absorbent material, such as polyester or a polyester blend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.